Most importantly, policy has an important relationship with power and social relations. Power relations heavily influence policy, including information policy. In some cases, these are very clear and explicate. But in other cases, this isn't clear and they're obfuscated. Often, discourse plays a role in this as well. You may remember several years ago, there was a heated debate during the summer over Canada's wireless sector. The federal government was airing ads talking about how it was taking initiatives to encourage competition and allow for foreign investment. Meanwhile, Canada's big three telecommunications providers, Rogers, Bell, and TELUS, took out their own ads talking about how the government was trying to undermine the domestic industry and threaten Canadian jobs and security. In this case, we saw relatively clear power relations at stake. Often, however, power relations can be obfuscated. And a really good example is copyright. We often talk about authors. Authors need stronger intellectual property protection. Authors and inventors need greater protection for their works. This, to some degree, obfuscates the fact that authors and inventors often sign away their intellectual property rights to larger firms who, in turn, are able to disseminate their works. In these cases, we see discourse at work helping to obscure power relations. Finally, it's important to remember that information and property are extensions of social relationships. This, of course, can be traced all the way back to Marx, who reminds us that what we may see as a relationship between ourselves and physical objects ultimately contain relationships between people, and these are often obfuscated.